Hello, Brad.
Hey, Dr. Sherman. This is Brad. Can you hear me?
Yeah, thanks for your call.
Okay. Well, your previous caller, dealing with the urinary tract infection, I wanted to kind of give testimony to the fact that I've been using a catheter for 5 years, and I believe it's a manageable treatment for enlarged prostate. It will empty the bladder. Mm-hmm. And prevent urinary tract infection. So I think that works for me. You could do the laser surgery, but, you know, we know there's certain drawbacks on that. I mean, it could be successful and it may not be, but, you know, if you use a catheter, so I use a polished end catheter. Goes in pretty smoothly. I use apple pectin as my lubricant. So I'll wet the just a little powder of apple pectin, make it slippery, put it on the plastic tube, insert it. Your bladder empties totally, so you prevent any infection from taking place. So, okay, you do that 3 or 4 times a day. You're okay. You don't have to, like, occasionally, you know, I could go throughout the night without, you know, I'll usually empty my bladder in the morning, but I'm not waking up. I don't have the problems associated with a large prostate, you know. So
that's great advice.
Catheter does work. It really does. And I've done this for, I think I mentioned maybe 5 years now. I go 3 or 4 times a day with this. Now, the thing is, you need to use a clean catheter every time. And I say, no, you just rinse it out, you know, in a sink, you know, in your regular water, and let it air dry. And I've used it up to 2 months, and now it'll get a little cloudy. That's time to throw it away. Now, you know, I've been hearing, well, you want to try to reduce. You're not going to reduce your prostate size. It's just stuck with that. Now maybe that guy had cancer, and that's another issue. I don't have cancer. Now my PSA is a little bit high, just due to the slight irritation of using a catheter every day.
Yeah.
And that I've gone over that with Dr. Ellis, and we've kind of it is a little bit high. And when I say high, it's only like about 6 PSA. And we just kind of brush that off due to the catheter intrusion.
Sure. Well, I think Brad,
that's my take, and I wanted to get that out for a while now. So, and it always seemed to be the perfect time with that other guy, your previous caller. You know, it sounds like he was hurting there, so I wanted to get the word out.
Well, I really appreciate that. I think you're one of the lucky ones who has figured out a good way of doing that, you know, daily task. And unfortunately, the catheter, of course, is going the wrong direction when it's going through the urethra into the bladder. It's one of those things that it's really easy to develop infections. And one thing we found helpful is something called D-mannose, which helps prevent the bacteria from attaching to the wall of the bladder and the urethra. So that's something that can also help.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't use that, Mannose, but I've heard about that. Dr. Wright has mentioned that.
Sure.
And
typically we recommend replacing the catheter, of course, much more often and not reusing it. But you figured out a good way for yourself there.
Well,
and
I haven't. No, I did go. You know, my bladder pretty much, because my urologist wasn't on top of it, my bladder actually kind of got blown out, and because I was just carrying a lot of urine around, and it overextended the muscle in my bladder, and so I've kind of got a bladder that is
overextended
with no muscle contraction. So, once you get the catheter up there, it's just gravity, and I think I have a slight muscle action going on there where it's trying to push out. But usually, I get pretty much an empty bladder, and when you have that, you're good to go. You know, you're not gonna. You shouldn't have any issues, really.
Okay.
The way I look at it.
Well, I appreciate okay, that, so. Brad. Thanks. Thanks for that tip.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call.